Good afternoon. This is Anthony Behrens with the Department of Consumer and Business Services. It is 1 p.m. on August 24th, 2017. We're here for public comment on the agency's Department of Consumer and Business Services 1332 State Innovation Waiver Request. The department has made this request to the Department of Treasury and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And we're here to conduct public comment on the waiver. In the room with me is Michael Schaff of the Division of the Marketplace, but at least for now, temporarily with the Division of Financial and financial regulation, and also Jake Sunderland with the director's office. And in attendance today, we have Jesse O'Brien with Ostberg. This is the time set for the public comment. This time and date was sent via the agency's e-notify system, which notifies all interested parties or those interested parties that sign up to receive information from the department. It was also, a notice was also posted on the Marketplace's website, Marketplace's division of the agency. So, with that said, Jesse, do you have comments you'd like to give today?
Good afternoon. As the people in attendance know, my name is Jesse O'Brien. I'm the policy director with OSPIRG, which is the Oregon State Public Interest Research Group, statewide consumer advocacy group. I do have some written comments, which I'll submit via email to the public comment email address. So I'll keep my spoken comments fairly brief, but OSPIRG supports the Oregon Reinsurance Program established by House Bill 2391, and the state's efforts to support this program through an application for a state innovation waiver under Section 1332 of the Affordable Care Act. We think this proposal will help stabilize Oregon health insurance markets and protect consumers from large rate increases, and is really a win-win for both consumers and the state's health insurance industry, and all at no net cost to the federal government. So from our perspective, this is really a no-brainer. It will help consumers and the industry without really harming anyone. This proposal takes place in a context in which Oregon consumers have faced some large double-digit rate hikes over the past couple of years, and some significant market exits from health insurers, either going out of business or leaving the state or shrinking their service area, leaving many consumers with fewer options and less competitive health insurance markets. We think this program will be part of the solution to that problem. And we already demonstrated the power of this kind of reinsurance program to contain premium costs, both in the previous state supplemental reinsurance program that Oregon had in the early years of the Affordable Care Act, but also following the passage of this law, we saw that the reinsurance program, along with close scrutiny of rates via rate review, helped cut, by our estimate, over $100 million from premiums for next year, which is obviously quite substantial. We think that this reinsurance program is a needed first step toward a stable and sustainable individual health insurance market, but it's only a first step. It's certainly not the only thing we need to do. We also urge the state to take additional action to address the underlying causes of instability and high costs in the individual market, which includes both addressing insurance market dynamics such as adverse selection and lower enrollment than would be ideal in the individual market, but also taking more aggressive action to address the rising cost of healthcare services and prescription drugs. We think that this reinsurance program is part of an effort that will help buy our state and our healthcare system some time to do the hard work necessary to take a really hard look at the underlying drivers of healthcare costs. And I have a lot of ideas about how we could do that, but I won't get into the detail of that right now. I'll just say Ospreay supports this proposal. We think it's important and timely. I will make one very nitpicky comment just to prove that I actually read the waiver application, which is that on page 11 of the waiver application, in the section talking about the impact on border areas, it mentions our borders with Washington State, Idaho, and California. It does not mention the fact that Oregon also borders Nevada. And I recognize that very, very few people live in the Oregon-Nevada border region, but the way that sentence is worded makes it sound as though those are the only states we share a border with, which I think is misleading. So you might want to mention Nevada as well. In any event, thank you for the opportunity to provide comment on in support of this important proposal.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. And who knew that in addition to a health insurance expert, you are also a geography expert?
Well, I have actually crossed the Oregon-Nevada border, so I'm aware of it.
Existing there to Google it. I'll take your word for it. Sorry.
It's sort of in the Steens Mountain area of the state, just south of Steens Mountain.
It's a very good point. Yes.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And I will submit these comments.
Excellent. Thank you.
I'll just do that right now.
So we don't have anyone else in the room at this time. Public comment is scheduled from 1 to 4, so we will remain here to take additional public comment should additional persons arrive who wish to give public comment. So at this time, we'll go ahead and turn the microphones off and continue to wait. This is Anthony Behrens with the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace. It's 4:01 on August 24th. I've been here since before 1 p.m. We had one commenter. I have had no further commenters related to DCBS's 1332 waiver. So at this point, I'm going to close the public comment for today, recognizing that public comment will be open via written comment through Sunday at 5 p.m. Additionally, tomorrow morning from 10 to 12 p.m. in Portland, we'll have an additional public comment session.